Hi, it's Phil Henry, and all of the voices and characters that you hear performed on the show today are, in fact, me doing all them voices. Hope you enjoy it.
Let's get it.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show. I am Margaret Ray, and I will cease pointing out that...
Yeah, we already know, Margaret. You keep bringing that up.
What's with you?
I mean, every day it's... and I'm one of those voices.
Well, I want to get some separation. I think it's humiliating.
Margaret, why don't you just let me kick the show off?
Oh, so that's what it's come down to.
I guess not, but I mean, why don't you give it a...
Give it a new spin, you know?
Oh, give it a new spin, huh?
I gotta agree with him, Ms. Gray.
All right, well, hold on. I had to belch because I don't know what that was.
Thank you for that.
I don't know what it was, Phil. I think it was the cheese and some of the wheat thins you were serving earlier.
All right, so...
All right. Anyway, this is the world-famous Phil Henry Show. I'm Margaret Gray with General Galen Shaw.
Hello, everybody.
And Bud Dickman.
Yeah, this is Bud Dickman.
And Robert Leonard.
I'm Robert Leonard.
And now here's Phil Henry, who is very impatient and extremely judgmental.
Yeah.
Well, it is true.
Anyway, welcome to the program, the Phil Henry Show. That was, who is that, Bud?
That's Lil Durk.
Lil Durk, huh? Sounds like, you know, that sounds like a name of a guy I knew in the Navy. I don't know, he was a bosun's mate. He used to call him Lil Durk or Lil something. You know these guys?
What do you mean, guys that are called Little?
Yeah, you know, we always used to have that.
General Saul, back in your day, you had guys named Little, guys named Lefty. Yeah, what about them nicknames, anyway?
Well, I don't know what it was. I mean, it was just, back when we were kids, everybody was Lefty or, you know, Lisa One-Eye Lopes. I remember
that wasn't too long ago.
All right, wait a minute, that wasn't it. Yeah, we had Lefty and Little Dookie and Doug, Dickhead, and I don't know.
Dickhead.
Well, yes. When I met your husband,
Hey!
I'll remember that.
Well, what is that supposed to mean?
I'll remember that.
All right, okay, Margaret, he's kidding around.
Well, it's easy for you to say, Phil, when your husband is at home listening and he's listening to one side and saying, what did she say when he's listening to, you know...
Well, okay.
By the way, your voice is cracking up a little bit, so you sure we're over this cold?
I don't know, that's up to you.
just clearing my throat. Sorry, folks. I should use the cough button, but...
Yeah, that's why God made the cough button.
Did God make that?
Let's not make a big issue. It's not a button, but it's a fader, like I keep telling you. All right, we got a couple of stories to get to here today. We're going to have... most of it is the convention, because this was... last night was the last night of the Republican convention. And not that we do a lot of politics or anything, but it's kind of interesting to follow this particular... election season, because everybody's so wigged out and weird and just freaked out and flipped out, man, you know.
And are you talking, I hope you're talking about this Kaylee McEnany, is that her name?
Yeah, you butchered that name up good yesterday. The name is McEnany.
Yeah, I know. No, I'm not just talking about her. I'm not just talking about Trump people. I just mean on all sides, it's a whacked out, wigged out thing, man. So we're going to have on...
Phil, that doesn't say a whacked out, wigged out thing, man. What does that mean?
Margaret, you know what he's talking about.
In due course, you know, I'll explain it. For instance, today on the show, we're going to have... Well, we will have a guy we haven't heard from in a while, Bud, right? Mark Hinshaw?
Yeah, Mark Hinshaw is a very, very big Donald Trump supporter from Jackson, Mississippi. And he's in Cleveland. And we'll do a round table with people.
All right, that'll be interesting. That'll be... Mark Hinshaw there at the convention with a round table of Trump supporters. Bobby Dooley and Mavis Leonard is also going to be on to talk about a new... This is the stupidest thing I've ever heard, but apparently Mavis Leonard wants to call any president from this day forward the Donald.
She put me on... Is that the old lady? That was my aunt. All right, look, I don't want to offend her or anything, but I don't know. I mean, she just doesn't like the idea of... She thinks that Donald Trump is so good, he's shouldn't just be called president, he should be called a Donald.
He already is called the Donald.
She wants every president after him.
Yeah.
Because she thinks he's really going to kick ass.
Yeah, I think so.
Did she hear the speech tonight?
I don't know. She doesn't care, man. She just wants to... All she wants is Donald Trump to become president of the United States. And that's where it's at. And that's where... Man, I'm telling you, that's where it's at, you know.
All right. By the way, I just saw... what is that crap on TV there?
That's not crap. His name is Dick Morris.
Oh, I'm sorry, Dick... you know, I met Dick Morris in New York, and it was years ago. A nice guy. He walked up to me at the Embassy Suites there, and it was during that radio... I don't know what the hell it was. I used to go back there for this radio and records meeting. They used to have all these talk show hosts, you know, and it was increasingly more and more just... I don't know. But I went back for this one, And Dick Morris walked up to me and said, "Hi, Phil," you know, because he listened to my show. He's a very nice guy. And I said, "How are you, sir?" He says, "Dick Morris." And I said, "Wow, you know," he was a short guy, not putting him down for that, but he reminded me of one of those kids in school that would walk up to you laughing, "Hey, Phil, how you doing? Hey, hey," like the little guy.
Oh, yeah, just the kind of a guy you'd kick in the ass?
No, I wasn't that kind of, I wouldn't do that. You know, I was actually a nice guy. I wasn't a bully or anything, but he did remind me of one of those little guys that just, "Hey, Phil, you want to," I don't know. So,
slow down, bud.
Did you think that that was him?
Did I think that that was him? No, I didn't think it was him until he told me it was him. Okay?
What?
The guy that I'm talking about, Dick Morris. Would you turn MSNBC off before I start throwing up?
Well, what's wrong with MSNBC?
They got all kinds of shit up there that's bugging me. They showed a Newsmax commercial that makes me want to pitch my guts up. So that's what I thought we would do. But before we do that and anything else, let's get into the traffic here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show to find out how the highways and the byways are looking.
Phil Bob Bacon
and the boys.
I'm Phil Hendry. Yeah, 15 freeway right now. The mob being drawn. They're fighting trollops and trolloping down there. I'll be frolicking there till about 11 o'clock in the morning to make sure you got past. If you go down the 405, of course, on the high pond, the ocean guns in. There might be a little tsunami warming. And warming up there with the tsunami anyway, I'm going to say that. A couple of cars are out drawn. They're going to be moving it up and moving it on out. You got their leg out there. Put your leg back inside the car because you have it hanging out the way it can. And the wind jam thing. All right, let's go to Skyboy right now on the Carpet Burton.
Hey, Bob, I got a feel of it, and there seems to be some murder action on most of the cars, but I think it's probably bumped by the same lap thing. Over here on the 15 freeway, I got a feel of it, and pass it from broom, and a broomstick and a room handle up here, and I'm down, I'm going to wreck them. Here goes the now, boy, it's got to be sweet pants.
Bitch. Wait, Sky Baby, sweet man. Law and order. Are you sure you want to go there? Because if you do, it's going to cost you a lot of money. Hi, I'm Brent Wertman, and I've been helping consumers for the last 27 years find out whether they really want to go to the place they're going. Sometimes you wake up and you say, "I want to go here or there." Maybe you want to go to some place that you've never been before. Are you sure you want to go there? I'll tell you, my new book, Brent Wertman's Are You Sure You Want to Go There, will help you and any member of your family, anybody that you know, decide whether they want to go someplace or not. It seems like a simple thing. How could I possibly make a living at selling a book as stupid sounding as that? You'd be surprised. You'd be very surprised. I'm loaded. Brent Wharton's Are You Sure You Want to Go There? Dodd paperback. Available at Quigley Books. Also at Burnmeister's and Barnes & Barnes.
If I only had a heart. Hello, everyone. This is Margaret Gray, and I'll be appearing in The Wizard of Oz. It'll be at the Culver City Players Playhouse this coming Thursday. That would be a week from today, so that would be this coming Thursday. It's no longer next Thursday. It's this coming Thursday, and I would hope you'll be there as I play Dorothy, and don't give me a lot of grief about being too old for the part, otherwise I'll jam a high heel into your eyeball. I play Dorothy. Bill Cummings is, of course, the Cowardly Lion. Rance Reiford will play the Tin Man, and Oily Oletta is the Scarecrow. We are all different race people. It'll be a multi-ethnic, multicultural enjoyment that I'm sure you want to bring the entire family to, even if you're only a family of one.
So I guess there'll be a lot of single people in the crowd, huh?
Oh. That's the Wizard of Oz, Frank, and it's coming this coming Thursday to the Culver City Players Playhouse in Culver City this coming Thursday.
He really hits hard.
Man, no, they thinking I'm blind, but yeah. I just pay them no mind.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I know they be lying. Uh-huh. They misquoting uh-huh. my lines.
All right, folks, like, Phil Hendry Show, PhilHendryShow.com.
You really get excited when you're listening to the hip hop. You know, the hip hop.
I just give them bass for free and push
Phil
the dope.
He loves that hippity hop, doesn't he?
Yeah, Siri.
Yeah, I do, as a matter of fact. Now, we're going to go out to our first report of the evening from Cleveland, because what's happening is, we've got a lot of stuff happening in Cleveland. We're going to be going over to Mark Hinshaw's, who's in Cleveland. He's doing a roundtable. And then, of course, our Kaylee McEnany. And I got that name wrong. Harvey Wireman on the line with us from the great city of Cleveland. Harvey, are you enjoying yourself? This is the last day, huh?
Yeah, it's been very educational. And I dare say it's been a lot of running around and trying to track half of these jackasses down. And I almost got an interview with Trump, but I wasn't quite able to do it. If I'd had it, I would have been the only guy in the news media that's here that got, tracked it down.
How'd you do that?
Yeah, pretty good.
Well, I'll tell you how I did it. I walked up to that guy Manafort. He is the Trump campaign manager, and I said, my name's Harvey Wehrman. And he said, yeah, so what? I said, that's okay. It doesn't bother me that you've never heard of me. I said, but I'm doing a... let me get a drink. Hold on. Hey, you, how about a couple of glasses of just water, just hot water? No, I don't want any of that shit. Thank you. I'm sorry, Phil. Yeah, yeah. So I said, he said, who are you? I said, I'm Harvey Wehrman. He said, that's nice. I said, but I want an interview with your band. I said, Manafort, weren't you in the Marine Corps? Because I was in the Marine Corps, and I think a couple of old brothers from the Marine. He said, no, I wasn't. That's just a lot of horseshit. I said, well, you look like you might. He said, no, I can't. He said, I can't fake that in front of a real Marine. No, I was never in the Marine Corps. And so therefore, you know, that will have no effect on me. No, you can't interview Trump. I said, well, why don't I just ask him myself? And he said, I'm afraid I can't let that happen. And I said, well, what makes you think you've got anything to say about it?
Harvey, what is it always a fist fight with you?
Oh, whoa, whoa, hold on for a minute.
Well, I agree with Phil, Harvey. It's always some physical challenge. You know what I'm saying?
Well, will you let the man finish the story?
Thank you very much, General. You know, you haven't heard the story yet. So I said to him, what makes you think you're going to have anything to say about it? And he said, you're right, I'm sorry. And he sat down, and he was scared. And that's when I said, okay, I can't do this because you're scared.
So what did you do?
I turned around and went back to the hotel. There, you happy? There, I didn't turn it into a fight.
Well, if the guy was going to let you do it...
Oh, no, 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 no. Not according to you, Mr. Henry, Mr. Peacekeeper. You know, don't start a fight. It would have been an ill-got gain. You know what I'm saying?
But what's that mean, Mr. Wehrman?
An ill-got gain means that you got something and you never should have got it. It was ill-got, almost like you stole it. You know what I mean?
No.
Well, I don't give a... So I said to him, he says, you know, you're right.
Now, let me just ask you, this guy Manafort, who looks like a pretty formidable guy, is he?
No, he's only about 5'5". You know, Henry, I don't know what you're talking about.
Paul Manafort's 5'5".
Yeah. What made you think he was tall?
On TV, he looks tall.
Well, you really are easily intimidated. He looks like a real big guy, huh?
To me, he does, yeah. And I think I've seen him standing next to people.
No, you know. You've maybe seen him standing next to women. He's 5'5". And I swear to God, he's not over a half an inch higher than that. And he looks like he weighs about 120. He's a little tiny guy with one of those hard-ass looks on his face, you know? So I said to him, look, we can do it easy, we can do it tough. We can do it my way, we can do it your way, we can do it the highway, you know, like my way or the highway. We can do it God's way, or we can do it the devil's way.
Okay, Harvey, which way did you decide to do it?
Have you been drinking or something? Because...
Yeah, he did sound a little drunk there, didn't he?
Yeah, Phil, we decided to do it. And we can do it my way.
Your way, the highway.
My way, the highway, or God's way. And then I said, what way do you want to do it? And he was still shaking and looking at me, looked nervous. And I said, okay, I'll pick for you. I said, I guess you want to do it Paul Manafort's way. He didn't say anything. I said, I'd like to do it Harvey Wehrman's way. And I said, that basically it's a tie, and you look like you're about ready to shit your pants, so I won't bother you any longer. I'm Harvey Wehrman. And then I turned around and left.
All right, you know, I'm having a hard time believing that.
Why?
Because you passed up an interview opportunity with Donald Trump because you didn't want to be an intimidating presence. I mean, you already were.
No, no, no. I saw this guy who's 5'5" already sit down, looked like he was doing himself. I swear, it looked like he might have messed himself because he put his knees together and went, ooh. And I said, come on, Manafort, buck up. And I, you know, so I said, forget it, man. I'm not going to worry you. So I turn around. So next time I get back to the hotel suite, and I look on the TV screen, and there's this ass, and he's giving interviews left and right.
Not Trump.
No, but this Manafort was.
Well, who cares? You were talking to him. You could have had an interview with him.
I didn't want an interview with him, but he looked like I said, he looked as if he was going to lose his, he was going to, excuse me for saying this, shit his colon out.
Oh, for God's sake.
I'm sorry, but that's what it looked like.
Don't you dare.
Margaret, you know...
You know what? I'm an attorney, Margaret. If you need a lawyer to represent you in the inevitable assault case that's coming here... That's coming your way, I'd be happy to help you.
My husband's a lawyer, thank you very much.
Oh, that's right, I forgot. He doesn't chase ambulances, but he chases limousines. Now...
And what is that supposed to mean?
You just sounded like Phil there for a second.
And what is that supposed to mean?
It means your husband is an attorney, that's all.
It was an insult to Frank. You said he chases limousines.
Yeah, at least he's not chasing ambulances.
Which is something that you do, I take it.
What a...
I'm sorry, what did you call me?
Nothing, nothing, nothing.
I heard you say what a, and then it faded away.
I said what a.
What are you saying?
What are you saying, Harvey?
I said it already. Can't hear it?
Yeah, can't you hear it?
No, I can't hear it.
Well, then good, you didn't hear it.
All right, Harvey, any other news there from the convention?
Well, I can tell you that Trump's speech tonight was received very well. I know everybody at home has got all kinds of different opinions about how effective it was. And maybe they thought it was good, but here in Cleveland, they thought that guy, he hit it out of the park. And as much as I, you know, am very much an independent, see, I'm not a Democrat, I'm not a conservative. You see, I'm not a Republican. I go my own way, and I make up my own mind. When I heard that speech, I said, this is, wow, man, I left. I went and got a couple of drinks. See what I'm saying? So,
But why'd you do that?
Because I didn't want to have any part of it. That's why.
But you make up your own mind.
Yeah, I made up my own mind. I left and had a couple of drinks. And
what was about the worst part of the speech?
Well, the worst part of the speech for me is when Trump starts using the right arm. He never stopped. If you look at Trump, he's always got that right arm up in the air. He's doing the thing with the fingers. He's this, he's that. He looks like some guy that's got a paralyzed left arm. And I think, personally, he's trying to steal one out of Dole's book, and I think it's dirty, and I think it's filthy, and I think it's wrong.
Wait. You think that Donald Trump only uses his right arm because he wants people to think the left arm is paralyzed?
That is absolutely ridiculous.
Oh, really? Why? Look at Trump. He's a big, fat, soft slob, okay? He needs to get a little bit of a hard image. What better image than a guy that's, you know, like a war veteran like Dole? So he's got that left arm at his side, the right arm up in the air with the finger. Oh, my God.
Well, you know, I've heard of a lot of goofball ideas. You know, Bob Dole is a great band, but nobody is going to mistake Donald Trump for being some kind of a war hero. Are you putting me on?
Hey, wait, look at this. Ann Coulter has finally gotten back on television.
Well, she's on MSNBC. She's always on MSNBC.
Oh, I thought. All right, okay, good. That's
Yeah, but I don't think you're seeing her on Fox anymore, right?
I don't know. I don't look for her. She's not looking too good. I walked by, and I saw her in the MSNBC booth. How you doing, Ann? Hold on. How you doing, Ann?
Yeah, I'm fine.
How's it going?
Fuck off.
Yeah, well, fuck you. Sorry, but
what is she saying?
Like, I'm on the Henry Show.
I don't give a shit.
What?
I don't give a shit.
Ann Coulter just said she doesn't give a shit, Phil, so...
Well, you know, maybe it's... I guess it's one of those nights or something. I don't know.
Yeah, one of those nights. Let me just tell you this. It's been a very interesting time here at the Republican Convention. I can't wait to get out of here. I'll see you next week. I'll be in Philadelphia.
When are you pulling in, do you know?
I don't know. I may get in tomorrow night. I may get in Saturday morning. I'm not sure. Have all the arrangements been made?
Bud?
Yes, all the arrangements and your hotel suite and everything.
I'm telling you, if I show up in Philadelphia and you screwed something up, Dickman, I'll fly directly back to L.A. I'll find you, and I'll use you for, you know, for fish bait or something. I'll think of something to do with your body once it's, you know, eventually dead. Then I'll think of something to do with it.
I told you, me, Richard.
Oh, quit crying.
All right, Dickman, take it easy.
All right, Harvey, thank you very much. Harvey Wireman from the convention hall there in Cleveland, and a whole bunch of dumbass stuff I can't even begin to say, you know.
Well, it sounded to me like he's...
I'm telling you, he almost got an interview with Donald Trump, but Ann Coulter told him to bug it.
Yeah, that's... Ann Coulter told him to bug off while the bugging's good.
Well, that's... What do you think the bugging is good?
I don't know. Why don't you ask Ann? Oh,
that's... God, what a crude thing to say.
Bad bitch, H-Town.
Would you turn this garbage down before I start to spontaneously leak?
Paris,
world famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. We have Mark Hinshaw, Trump supporter, coming up. We also have Kaylee McEnany, if we figured out how to pronounce her name, on the world famous Phil Henry Show.
Clap for a nigga with his rapping neck. Is looking better from my POV. Nocturnal animals, we don't sleep, and I'll probably forget you.
Now the world famous Phil Henry Show with
degrees, and that backside's bigger than
me, General Galen Shaw. We're here in the El Pacifico in Southern California, going back to the... Well, actually, we're going to be going to Kaylee McEnany right now. Kaylee McEnany, who is doing her regularly scheduled reports from the convention in Cleveland. This will be the last report we get from Kaylee, and let's hear what she's got to say.
This is Kaylee McEnany for the world famous Phil Henry Show. And I'm a Donald Trump supporter and a Donald Trump surrogate, and I'd like to report my final report here from the beautiful Cleveland arena, known as Quicken Loans Arena. Well, Donald Trump knocked it out of the park. He took it. He was fed the big, fat, buttery, fat, fat changeup, and he hit it for all it was worth. He got a hold of all of it. He hit it with the fat of the back, and that thing just went sailing, driving a line shot, a screaming line drive right over the center field wall. That was the speech that Donald Trump gave tonight. Now, as a woman, I was very, very happy to hear Donald Trump included the speech. References to equal pay for women, equal opportunities for women, a lot of This is Kayleigh McEnany for the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, and I'm reporting here from Cleveland. I can't even pronounce my own last name.
Thank you very much, Kayleigh. What happened there?
That's me, like she might have got some phlegm.
It's called phlegm, but it's not phlegm. Oh, look, there's Ivana Trump. Look.
Yeah, so what?
I think she's charming. I think she's beautiful and charming. You know, I had to look at Ann Coulter, so why not look at Ivana Trump?
What a cold shot that is. You know, Ann Coulter's a big fan of yours.
Oh, my ass.
Ann Coulter's, she's okay. All right, now look, we have, so thank you very much, Kayleigh McEnany, right?
No, I don't know what her name is. McEnany or something like that.
Yeah. Would you guys nail that down?
What are you yelling at me for?
That's what you're supposed to do if you're producing the show. If I need to know, there's another lady up there that's kind of whack. What's her name?
What do you mean, wow? You're talking about that Kelly Conway. She's a dirty...
Oh, it's like that, huh?
No, but really, she used to be a Cruz supporter, and now she's just a dirty, flouncing slut for Trump. It bothers me. It really does.
All right, thank you. Let's not call any names anymore, okay?
Well, that's fine.
You can see, there she is. Ann Coulter is on, and this Conway woman, you can tell she doesn't really like Ann Coulter being there.
Well, I don't know what they're saying.
But don't you think there's some...
There probably is a little bit of, what do you want to call it? A little bit of a competition between the two real loose, you know, flouncing around the hall and looking for some, you know, blondes. And
do you mind, General?
Well, I'm just saying.
All right, why don't we do this? Let's go to Mark Henshaw, who is a Donald Trump supporter in Quicken Loans Arena tonight. Is there? I guess things are clearing out there in Quicken Loans Arena, and no better. I don't think any better time to talk to Mark about this. I know that you also have a panel of people there, Mark. Right?
Yes, Mr. Hendry, I have some people here who have been partaking of the convention as delegates. They're rather inactive in a lot of what they're doing, but they're just enjoying themselves.
All right, and did you, where are you?
Well, I'm here in one of the hallways here. We've got a group of people. But you mentioned Ann Coulter and Kellyanne Conway. I'm not near them, but I did see that gentleman that Mr. Wireman was talking about, that Dennis Prager, is over here getting an ice cream cone. So,
Dennis Prager?
Yeah, and he's been leaning against the ice cream cone stand looking at me. And I was wondering if you had Harvey Wireman on the line, if there's something that he could tell me that I don't know.
No, just tell me the guy's weird.
What's that?
The guy's weird.
Apparently, if that's really Dennis Prager, that surprises me.
Well, are you Dennis Prager?
What?
Are you Dennis Prager?
Yeah.
Well, why are you staring at me?
I'm having an ice cream cone.
Well, you've been staring at me for a half hour. You've been staring. You understand that? He's not saying anything. He's just licking the cone and looking at me. All right. I'm going to do
Okay, just ignore him.
That's what I'm going to try to do. Would you please not lick that cone so loud?
I'm sorry?
Would you please not lick the cone so loud? I can hear you going... I can hear the... like that.
Woo! You are different, aren't you?
No, sir, you're the different one. Now he's bugging off. He's looking at me over his shoulder, licking his cone.
What the?
No, I said licking your cone. Isn't that what you're doing?
No. Double entendre.
All right, let me talk to my Trump faithful here. These are people, the delegates, Mr. Hendry. What's your name?
Kellgren.
It's Kellgren?
Yeah.
Is that your one name?
Yeah, my name's Kellgren.
Do you have a last name?
That's my last name.
What's your first name?
Well, I don't have one. It's...
All right, so you go by Kellgren.
Yeah.
All right, Kellgren, so if people say to you...
It's Kellgren. You don't have to beat it. Don't beat it to death. It's Kellgren.
Yeah, okay. What'd you think of Trump's speech?
I thought it was great. I thought it needed more... I thought it was wonderful. I thought where he was going was great. I wish he'd have gotten there a little bit sooner, and I wish he'd arrived fully. I think that when he got to where it was he was going in the speech, he got there too slowly, and when he did get there, he left a part of himself at, if you want to give it a rest stop. You know what I mean?
No, I don't. What do you mean by that?
I mean that he did not arrive fully loaded. It sounds like a lot of the points he wanted to make, he left in the car. And when he finally got to where he wanted to be, which was the big statement that, you know, the Republicans vote, you know, I'm Donald Trump and I'll save you, it was half-baked.
Are you going to vote for Donald Trump?
Yes, I am.
Are you sure?
No, I'm not. That's why I said yes, I am.
And what's your name, ma'am?
Missy Bullinger.
Missy, what'd you think?
I thought it was a good speech. I thought it was powerful. I thought it had so many of the things that we've come to love and know about muscles. That's my husband's nickname for him. I'm sorry. Donald Trump.
What do you mean? What's your husband's nickname?
My husband's a Democrat, so you don't want to know.
No, go ahead. It's all right.
He calls him Musclehead Trump. I don't like it. I think it's disrespectful. I thought there was a lot in the speech that I enjoyed immensely, and I loved it, and that's what I thought about it.
Okay, and you're Missy Bullinger.
I'm Missy Bullinger, yeah.
And where are you from?
I'm from Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Grand Rapids. I'm sorry I got that wrong. And finally, what is your name, sir?
Hans Barton.
Hans Barton?
Yeah.
And what did you think of the speech?
It was very good, very good. Very good, I liked it.
Okay, any particular part of the speech you liked?
I like all parts of it. You know, everything that could be done and would be done and should be done was done. And I think he didn't overdo it, and he didn't. And if you want to use, again, a lot of people were using metaphors. If you want to use the metaphor of an oven, I think he had it in the oven long enough, and when he pulled it out, it was good and cooked. Maybe the center of it was a little raw, maybe it was doughy. You never know when you eat something that's undercooked whether you'll get an intestinal mite or some kind of worm. Well, so it is with speeches. You never know if you're listening to a speech and it's underdone, and when you get home, you want to hang yourself. That's very extreme.
Oh, my God, you don't feel that way.
No, I don't. My father came home from a speech by Wendell Willkie years and years ago and hung himself right after this. It was actually when he realized that Wendell Willkie was going to lose, and then the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor, so he really looked like an ass, and that's when he hung himself.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
It's actually my grandfather. It wasn't my father. I'm sorry.
All right, so what did you think of the speech?
Didn't I tell you?
No, you didn't.
Oh, I thought it was good. It was undercooked.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah, undercooked.
What did you just say, sir? You said, like, rats right?
That's right. You said it was undercooked.
Undercooked is a manner of speaking, yeah.
Well, Phil, there you have three different... by the way, what's your name, sir?
I already told you, Hans Barton.
Oh, Hans Barton. And where are you from?
I'm from Cleveland, Ohio.
Oh, you're from right here?
No, I'm not from right here. I'm from Cleveland, Ohio.
What I'm saying is you're from this city.
Yes.
I didn't say you're born here in the arena.
That'd be a story, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Well, there you have it, Phil. Three people, three ideas, three identities, three ways of going, three ways to get this whole thing figured out. And I don't know if they ever will. And this reporting for you is Mark Henshaw here in Cleveland, Ohio.
Mark Henshaw in Cleveland there with his roundtable.
Yeah, that was great, Knott. You know, now that sounds kind of sloppy.
All right, so it was sloppy. What do you think?
Well, I think that you have, it's going to be very much a positive review if you're getting Trump delegates speaking to you. Although I think the very first person who spoke, that Kellgren, the man with one name.
Yeah, that guy was, he basically said, you know, it could have been better and everything like that.
Yes, he was, I think, a little critical, which I found refreshing. The idea that he had one name and one name only, Kellgren, makes me think that he really wasn't a delegate, that he somehow snuck in.
Why is that?
Well, what does that mean?
But, you know, are they going to credential a guy with one name?
I don't know, and I don't think it necessarily... You know, Brazilians have one name.
Yeah, they do, Miss Aaron, you're right. When they play on soccer.
Yeah, well, they call it football.
We know that, Bud. What do you mean they have one name?
Yeah, the Brazilians do.
Yeah, the Brazilians, when they play soccer, you always got a guy named Rolando or Xtavia or some jazz like that. I don't know.
All right, well, he's not Brazilian. At least I didn't...
How do you know?
You're right. I don't know, but he didn't sound like one. We're going to be back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We still have Mavis Leonard,
who's going to be talking to us about the Donald and more. World-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com.
I make her boyfriend panic. I heart Memphis, but I also love dancing. I done took off on him. I don't plan.
Man, this thing is wild. It's the wildest thing you've ever seen. It's getting crazier all the time. It's called Shuffle Wax. You see it, you wipe it on and wipe it off. And what do you see? You got crystal clear, beautiful waxing right down to the finish. Shuffle Wax, new from Brightico. Shuffle Wax comes in the big canister, the small tin, or you can have it riding around in the car right next to you, shaped like a little puppy dog. That's right. Shuffle Wax comes in a puppy dog-shaped tin, and you just screw the dog's head off. It's crazy, I know. Take the dog's head off, just scoop out some of that Shuffle Wax, wipe it on your face, wipe it on your ass, who cares, you know? At that point, you're probably high from the fumes if you're carrying it around with you in the car. And that's the third great thing about Shuffle Wax. The fumes are deadly and are, quite frankly, dangerous, but you do get high. You do get high. You can huff that shit. Shuffle Wax comes in three handy containers. Shuffle Wax will get your car, your face, anything you wax, anything that's waxed airtight, it'll get it looking bright. Bright as could be, or your buddy back. Shuffle Wax, you ought to get it if you haven't got it already, and I don't mean the wax.
Hey!
Want to turn that gun into a mill, but now my...
The world-famous Phil Henry Show in the El Pacifico in Southern California. We'll be right back.
Next week, it's the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia. Join Phil Henry along with General Galen Shaw. Next week, it's the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia. Join Phil Henry along with General Galen Shaw, Kaylee McEnany, as well as, of course, the great Mark Huff, Mark Dinkman, as well as, of course, the great Mark Hinshaw. Great. Yeah, right. As they cover the Democratic National Convention next week in Philadelphia. The Democratic National Convention next week in Philadelphia on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Miss it.
From Chicago, 100 plus in that Murcielago, about to go,
World-famous Phil Henry Show. I got my Audie on the phone here all the way from, all the way from Southgate, California. Audie, you're on the air right now. I got to turn up. It's got a lot of music on there. Hey, Audie, you there?
I'm here. I can't barely hear you saying. You got a cacophony of noise up.
I'm sorry, I had on a... I don't know who that was.
It sounded to me like that I love McConaughey.
Yeah, I might have been it. Anyway, this is my aunt. This is Mavis Leonard. And honey, you are going to vote for Donald Trump, right?
I'm going to vote for Donald Trump, that's right.
And tell people why.
I'm going to vote for Donald Trump because he's going to make America great again. And everything. And he is going to clean this garbage up on the streets. And he's going to clean up the city. All these hoodlums, all these punks. And I remember Robert, I love you, Robert. But I remember my sister, your mother, and you come home like some greasy leather jacket wearing punk with your car club and all that. I only wish there'd been a Donald Trump hanging around those days.
What do you think Donald Trump would do for me?
Say that again?
What do you think Donald Trump would do for me?
I think Donald Trump would have put a boot to your ass, number one. He come down to the house here and say, where's that young man wrong? Kick his ass and take name, you know.
Yeah, but I turned out all right. I'm managing the gas stations now.
You turned out all right. Finally you turned out all right. You started out the dead weight, laying around here watching Animal Planet, getting off on eating the Pez dispensers, laying on the couch. I never told Mr. Henry all the things you did. Laying on the couch all day long.
Oh, come on, honey.
No. Laying on the couch all day long, eating pears, eating a box out of a box of milk duds, and then you turn on Forensic Files, and you watch Animal Planet, then another box of milk duds is done. By dinner time, he polished off about 12, 15 boxes of milk duds.
Oh, Robert, that's ridiculous.
I knew a 12 or 15 box of milk duds.
You call me a liar? You know you did.
Well, yeah, but I don't do that anymore.
Don't mean that you didn't. And also jujubes and a jelly baby, too.
Hey, Mavis, it's Phil. Henry, how are you, dear?
I'm good, Phil. Where's that general?
Right here, General Shaw.
Yeah, I love listening, General. I love you. Got a great common sense take on things.
Well, thank you very much. Hey, Mavis, you tell me that Robert ate jujubes and...
Robert ate jujubes and Paul, when he was living with me. And you remember, Phil, you sleeping on the couch.
That was a very brief time.
Well, still, he would commandeer my television set, watch the Puppy Bowl over and over. God damn it, God. Excuse my language, Phil. I got to hate puppies so much. You know, who hates puppies? No one. But Robert beat it into the ground and the puppy, too. I'm kidding.
All right, dear. That's very funny.
Margaret, everyone knows you got a wad up your ass or something. So don't even worry. I'm trying to have a little bit of fun.
I beg your pardon. I'm trying to ask you a question, if you don't mind. Why would you humiliate me?
All right, Margaret, give it a rest, okay?
Yeah, just give it a rest.
Why don't you rest on this?
Margaret, don't you hurt that boy.
Get rid of him.
You mean get rid of him? You want me to take him downtown and throw him in a dumpster?
Yes, that's what you would do, too.
All right, now, Margaret, you watch your blood pressure, okay? Because Frank ain't around to watch it for you.
My question was this. What do you think of the fact that Donald Trump seems to be pushing the law and order theme and not really talking about what we can do with our very wayward young people?
He doesn't need to do it, as far as I'm concerned. Donald Trump, all he has to do is put a boot right up the ass of all these punks. And they sit around all day long. What are you talking about, Marty? You get a punk sit around all day long sucking down a jujube, milk dud, and you know what else he loves? He loves them malt balls. You ever seen them malt balls?
Those things are delicious.
Yeah, they might be delicious, but Robert would sit on his ass eating that. And then Robert never did it. But I know a woman, her son sat around all day eating malt balls and milk duds and then ran out and robbed a bank. And I swear to God, the milk duds and...
You're telling me that eating milk duds caused this kid to rob a bank?
As God is my witness, because I talked to his mother right after. I said, what was he doing? She said, he ran out and robbed a bank. I said, I got that, but what was he doing? She said, he was sitting here eating milk duds. I said, that same thing that my nephew does. Suck down a box of milk duds and go out and wave a gun in a man's face. Oh, don't be laughing at me, because that makes me real pissed off.
All right, I apologize. Mavis, thank you very much.
You ain't even asked me for no political questions, nothing.
Yeah, you gotta ask me some political questions.
All right, you like Donald Trump.
Yeah, how many times do you want me to say that?
All right, you like Donald Trump. Now, you were also a McCain fan, and the country doesn't seem to be going your way.
Well, I don't care which way the country is going. I don't care about that.
Well, you can't. That's not very fair, Phil. How do you know the country isn't going her way? Maybe the country's going to go her way this election.
That's what I'm hoping. I voted for John McCain because I think he'd kick ass. But I realize that the country decided to elect Barack Obama because everybody's all, feeling bad about a black man never being president. Now we've had a black man president. How'd you like it?
I thought he was good.
Oh, man.
Well, what was bad about Barack Obama?
Are you telling me we just had a black man as president, and you're telling me it was okay?
Yeah, what was wrong with it?
Woo! Oh, Lord have mercy.
Hey, honey, my aunt, she does not say anything good about Barack Obama.
Hey, nothing good to say about him. Half white, and a what? And did you see Michelle Obama? I thought it was a disgrace. An abject disgrace to see the First Lady of America, and she's doing... carpool karaoke with that fat limey. I'm sorry.
All right. Mavis, thank you very much.
I didn't mean to call. He's a fat...
Thank you very much. Appreciate that, Mavis Leonard. Always a...
You snorted. You went...
All right. I apologize for that.
World famous Phil Henry Show.
I got it, bud. The world famous Phil Henry Show. Be right back. Jesus.
I'm Mavis Leonard for the Donald Trump campaign. I'm an African-American woman, and I go my way. No one tells me what to do. Any punk come around here, he'll walk away with his knees pressed together, going, ow, covering up you-know-what, because I'll take a baseball bat to a sucker like that. I'm going to vote for Donald Trump, not because I necessarily think he's going to be a great president, but just to piss off half the people in the neighborhood I'm living in right now, because they think Donald Trump going to make things worse. I know Donald Trump come down here with a baseball bat, and baseball bat some of these sons of bitches they got around here. Right now, that's what I think anyway. And what's left, I'll pick up the slack, because I got a baseball bat. Oh, man.
Donald Trump for America.
Paid for by Donald Trump and Bamping.
What's that?
Paid for by Donald Trump and Bamping.
Oh, no one knows you, mother. You might as well stop doing that. No one understands a word you're saying.
I'm saying. I'm so
fancy. Boom! Yeah. Can't you taste this girl?
Remember. Oh, isn't she fun? This is Iggy Azalea. I'm so fancy.
Oh, this is Iggy Azalea. Is this the girl that had her butt made bigger for some...
Yeah, she did. She wants to be black and everything.
No, she didn't, man. Didn't make her ass look bigger.
Yeah, she did. She went and had ass reinforcements.
That's not what it's called, bud. It's called, like, ass implants or something.
They're not called ass implants. They're called buttockle or buttetotockle implants.
Look at that woman's head. Do you think she's microcephalic?
All right, Margaret.
Got the whole world asking how I does that.
This is a white girl, right?
Don't yeah.
touch that. Oh, check it out.
And she's from Australia.
What?
That's just the way you like it. He's so good. He just
now, go back. Cut that off. Say that again.
She's a white girl from Australia.
Turn it up, bud.
You talking about?
Turn it up. You already know. Get out of here. How the hell could some kid from Australia sound all ghetto and urban and inner city? Right. Donald Trump will wind up giving her money to take it back to Australia. Get out of here.
Yeah, no, she's Australian. It's just, you know, it's the rap. It's kind of like British kids. Remember in the... Turn it down, bud, will you?
Yeah, cut that off, bud, before I put my fist...
All right, General, take it easy, man.
Oh, it's irritating.
All right. It's like when the Beatles came to America, when all those British bands came to America, and you really couldn't tell that they were British because they were singing in a kind of an affected American R&B way. You remember that?
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, I know. Like, for instance, there was a song, Doo-Wah Diddy, you know that one?
No, I don't know. But I know, like, Tom Jones.
Okay, right there, Tom Jones.
All right, that's a way better example. Tom Jones. And then in recent times, Amy Winehouse, Adele, you know, when they sing, you swear to God they're Americans or they have some kind of a North American accent. That's what the kids hear, and that's how they want to sound. You know, there was a reverse version of that here in the United States for a while with this band called Styx, and they sounded like they wanted to be thought of as a British band. You remember that band?
Yeah, man. Where were they from?
They were from Chicago.
What? Styx? Those guys were all... Lady, do 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 do. Remember them?
Oh, I remember Styx. Yes, they did. I forget what they did. A lot of garbage. It's very forgettable.
Yeah. Anyway, so there you have it, man. That's kind of how that ball game is played in these here United States of America. Well, the world famous Phil Henry Show is up, baby, up for this week, and had a great time with you guys. Finally got over the cold, although we had a little bit of a scratchy throat tonight, but you know how it is. What's coming up? We'll see you tonight. Tonight, I want to see all you cats that are new Backstage Pass members. I want to see you show up on our chat at 9 o'clock, philhenryshow.com. Just follow the links. Boom, boom, bing, bing, boom, boom. It's a video as well as, it's a chat, but it's also features video of me from my little studio here, okay?
Famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One. I'm Margaret Gray.